This is a classic emotional type brown eye. It ranges in color from the lighter brown color to the darker brown color, but is evidenced by the series of lacuna down at the bottom at 6 o'clock and counterclockwise up to about 5:15. And then if we keep going counterclockwise up to that 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock position is filled full of lacuna. And then across from it on the other side, we have more. When you see the white in there, that's because the flash from the camera is reflecting around in those deep cavities of those open lacuna and is creating that white. So that's another indicator that these are all deep lacuna in here. We have varying shapes and sizes. The brown eye by nature is a much more conservative eye. Patterns are not nearly as demonstrative or as many. It's unusual to have a lot of lacuna in a very dark eye, and it's even harder to find sora in them when we go over those patterns. It turns out that these lacuna actually have more power in each position because of the ancientness of this eye and the transgenerational experiences that accompany that. So these feelings and emotions run very deep in their bodies. These people intrinsically at one time were very connected to the earth, the rhythms of the earth, the cycles and the seasons. So they're very naturally kind of slowed down and more empathetic, more caring, more sensitive. I think brown eyes are have less defenses, tend to lead less erratic lives overall. But as I've said earlier or written earlier, that the colors have been hybrid and the interbreeding that's gone on and the intercontinental, interracial mixtures that have happened have taken a lot of the pure experiences away from it. I don't use color as much anymore, but one of the most typical things that we'll see in the brown eye is the white ring that develops on the outside. Brown-eyed people are more akin to imbalances in their blood and soft tissue. And this ring has a lot to do with, I'm not really sure in physical, they call it sodium, but I'm not sure. This ring tends to form because this type is very connected to a lot of people, and it's very social, it's very community, tribal oriented. So the ring is trying to pull them in and to use less physical external distractions and to find what they're ultimately looking for inside. Because the lacuna create the desire to connect, the desire to share love, the desire to feel a belonging. They have a desire to fill something up. So they tend to congregate together that way as a way to create a natural community. And there is a great safety in that community and a connection in that community. And that's the intrinsic gift of this type, is its desire and willingness to unite people with emotional vitality, with courage, with determination, with enthusiasm, and with lots of innovative ideas on ways to improve things and to make things better. And particularly when this iris pattern is in a female, she can have a great need to want to improve things and make them better, nourish them, strengthen the body, vitalize the body. This is about nourishing and strengthening the physical body. These type make great mothers and caregivers, and they take a lot of responsibility, usually very easily, very quickly, and at a very early age. When this type gets stressed, they either internalize it and go into periods of lots of sleep, a lack of motivation and or depression, or when they get stressed, they can have a temper and act it out, do many forms of violence or destruction in a moment's notice. Many times this type will hold on to pain for quite a while, and then they just, not a long time when they're this extroverted, but they might go a couple of days, and then you'll get a really big reaction for a very small trigger. So that's another potential dark side when this one gets stressed. Its overall lesson is to recognize that its feelings and emotions are its fuel and its power. And if it denies them or represses them, it will suffer. When it embraces them and embraces the vitality that creates emotion, because emotion is made out of life force energy. So when you need to repress it, you have to use your energy to repress it. When you embrace it, yes, you go through the pain of it, but it creates a flow. and it becomes unstuck, and it moves through the body in conscious ways when you work with it, and will actually return a level of your own vital energy to yourself, because you're not spending the energy to repress it anymore. As it learns and grows and realizes its feelings are its power, not its nemesis, its gift is the freedom of emotional expression and creativity, and love and nurturing. And when people don't like them, or they're alone, or they get rejected, they don't go into sadness or depression or some kind of revenge. What they do is they go inside and find their own connection and strength, and that's what brings them back to their own center. Let's read the four pairs. Well, as you can see, brown eyes are hard to see anything in. We have to look at some of the bigger overall patterns. We don't tend to get the detail and the exactness in the brown eye that we get in the blue and the green. And I have a feeling it's because the brown eye is, they say, the oldest eye on the earth, and that everything has come through a brown eye, and that green and blues are mutations. I'm not completely sure, and science could change. I know that the brown eye has been around forever, and so the patterns, it's almost like they're more integrated into the body. And so we have to look to other signs, to colorations, to pupil dilation, in order to gain a bigger picture and grasp on the brown-eyed individual. And then we also need to go in really closely and use a lot of digital modification, contrast and brightness, to lighten the eyes. And we need to give each pattern more of a attention, because in the brown eye, there are fewer patterns overall, generally. So in all four of these, starting in the upper left, we have a very strong movement by that pupil dilation in the left eye, or the one on the right side of the screen. I'm talking about the bear in the upper left. That's a big movement to the right brain. And when you get that kind of movement to the right brain, it makes all of that emotional vitality more, in a sense, available. And you can see the very small, if you zoom in on these eyes, you can see the very small little tight lacuna. And those are the most powerful ones, because they're containers that are squashed down, they're compressed, so they become a bit more reactive. Brown eyes are not very reactive at all, so that's a mitigated statement. Now, the big question is, moving to the right brain is going to make this person feel more vulnerable. It means that whatever difficulties or challenges they shared with their mother are going to be up in their life right now, and those aspects of themselves. So we need to look at the family tree. We can see there's issues around bonding and connection. There's an anger with the mother. There's a self-esteem pattern with the mother. So feelings like I couldn't do enough, or I wasn't enough. Mother could have been strict or rigid, but this one couldn't bond with the mother. So she goes over to the father, and we can see in self-reliance and independence that dad wasn't there, and she couldn't bond in the heart over at the 9 o'clock position. So once again, this story is a very common one with the emotional type, of developing a difficulty with the mother, moving away from her, going to the father not being there, and stomping your foot down and having a tantrum and saying, to heck with all of you. And then many times she overcompensates by taking care of everybody. But let's go to the upper right and see kind of a similar pattern, but because there's a greater brown buildup here, this is a larger movement towards constriction and this type trying to ground itself. Once again, the left half, the left pupil is larger, which is a kind of letting some of the pressure out of the pressure cooker. But that 6 o'clock position in the left eye is very powerful and has to do with perfection. And probably, if this is a woman, which it feels like, most likely is very judgmental about her own self and her looks, and fears getting the love that she'll ever want and desire. If we go to the lower left and look at those images, we see kind of the tiger stripe experience and more lacuna in the right eye, or the eye on the left side of the screen. That does two things. It puts this person in the position of more grounded and practical, because it's like, what does it mean when you have left brain emotions? It means that you want to create safety, stability, and structure in the physical world. Anything from construction to nursing, to nourishing the physical body, to making things. This is not a airy-fairy dancer or musician. This is somebody that's taking the human body and supporting people and helping people feel better very seriously. and going to be very, very good at it. So this is the type that's looking for practical expression of their creative gifts into physical form. And if we go to the two eyes in the lower right-hand corner, we'll see, oh, just a gentle, gentle soul. That big white ring is so big. It's so big because they've just been serving everybody else and there for everybody else. They feel empty. They feel depleted. And their sphere of friends is growing smaller. They're becoming more, in a sense, constricted. They're becoming a little more picky about things. They feel like they're running out of time because they've had an important mission to come to here, and it's not being fulfilled the way they wanted to. So it's like, hurry up and get it right and serve at this level and fulfill this purpose that you've come to have. Unfortunately, the purpose is the passion of their heart. And when they begin to maybe do some daily meditation, spend some time alone, go inside to look for answers, they'll be following the direction that their soul wants them to go to develop this part of themselves, so they're not so angry, hurt, and disappointed with how they can't connect to their physical worlds. When they connect to their inner worlds, they find their own truth, they find their own stability, they find their own place in the world that's uniquely theirs, and they're not dependent on others for their happiness any longer.